has been particularly marked by issues of race, colonialism, and the legacy of slavery. People of color worldwide, relate in a way which is difficult to describe, in a very intensely emotional way. And the history of this country, the history of slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, etc., the notion that a person of color, not through a coup d'etat, military coup d'etat, but through a predominantly white electorate casting votes, both in the primaries and then in the general election, could actually elect a person of color is earth-shaking. When I visit Germany and UK and France, Western European democracies, which have significant minorities of color, it boggles their mind because they cannot remotely see in their own countries in Western Europe the prospect of a person of color through election becoming prime minister or president in the foreseeable future. But this is happening in the US. So this is enormously emotional and huge deal. You know, as a friend of mine once said, if Senator Obama were to be elected president, in one stroke, the image and perception of the US would change. Nothing to do with all the issues we're debating here, but just the emotional nature of this. Now, for Africans particularly, there's a very interesting aspect to this, because race isn't a big issue in Africa. Religion isn't a big issue in Africa. But there's an Achilles heel in Africa. The equivalent of race is ethnicity. And by and large, Africans still discriminate a good deal against each other on the basis of ethnicity. Which is why the prominent Kenyan academic, Ali Mazrui, who is based in this country, once said recently, Senator Obama is by ethnicity a Luo. He's a Luo by ethnicity. He said there is a prospect that the US will elect a president, a Luo president, before Kenya does. Because in Kenya, according to some analysts, there's been a ceiling that has made it difficult for an ethnic Luo to become president. And we may well be on the way to that. Which therefore brings me to a larger issue that this poses, I think, a major point of interrogation for Africans. That if Americans, white Americans, are prepared to elect a person of African heritage and not hold his race and ethnicity against him, what are Africans doing holding ethnicity against him? An interesting point of interrogation.